Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Did you have any doubts before putting the Ravens as the number one offense?
I did for a little bit, just because offensive line, relative to my number two team, like, it's a little bit of a doubt. But the offensive line played well last year, and when it didn't play well, Lamar was just such a preposterous pressure eraser, both in terms of extending the play for like a quarter of a second just to get that throw off, or doing the Lamar thing, having the time to throw like 3.5 seconds and just scrambling and creating and so on and so forth. Since 2010, this offensive season for the Ravens was the 14th best by EPA per play, the 6th best by EPA per dropback. So the last 15 seasons, like, this wasn't just like, oh, Ravens are the best offense. Ravens were like a historically good dropback offense. An unbelievable season for Lamar Jackson. It was an unbelievable season for Todd Monken. And I think a big part of that passing down success is obviously what you get from Derrick Henry as well.
Mina Kimes and Benjamin Solak on the Mina Kimes Show talking about the best offense. They're predicting the best offense in the NFL this year. They predicted Baltimore. Ravens just added Jair Alexander. Good morning. Happy no-goal anniversary, which means on the afternoon show, you get to hear how it's also Bulldog's wedding anniversary.
Right, right.
Ever been to a wedding with a sporting event?
No, because, well, with a sporting event, sure. I mean, game four, I had a wedding this past Saturday in Rochester where one, was it game four? Game four or game five?
Okay, I mean a big one.
No, like, not like...
Like a Buffalo sporting event is happening.
No, you know why? Because a lot of people get married in June and July, May too. Like, I'm thinking of June weddings for this, mostly though. And May. The Sabres don't play in those months.
They don't often.
In the years that I'm going to weddings, at least for like friends of mine and family. Have I been to a fall wedding maybe where there's been...
A Bills game?
Yeah, okay. Well, big. It's not, definitely doesn't qualify as big, but when the Bills finished the season against New England a couple years ago, I had a wedding. Like that was on New Year's? That was on New Year's Day, I believe. Or New Year's Eve. Maybe New Year's Eve. But no, not like big. Like, not a playoff game for either side. I don't think so. What about you? Like, that's...
Two.
Okay.
I think of two weddings that I associate with sporting events.
Okay.
I think it's only two. There's a third one when I'm really young, but there's a baseball game
on. Isn't Sabres-Hurricanes one of them?
Yeah. Sabres-Flyers.
Sabres-Flyers.
Two weddings that I associate sporting events with. One is Sabres-Flyers game one.
Right.
The Umberger hit happens, I'm at a wedding.
Yeah.
The Briere goal happens, the wedding is left and I'm still at the bar watching the game in Cape Cod.
Okay.
The other one is my now sister-in-law. My wife brought me to her twin sister's wedding, and we'd not been dating very long, and I was, you know, like, I got invited.
Mm-hmm.
And it's all great now. We're all family. We all got married. Everybody, we all got married. Anyway, that was during the Triple Crown race at Belmont for whichever horse, what, American Pharoah?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. American Pharoah. Was that 2015?
Sounds about, okay. It's been 10 years.
Yeah.
Since that drought ended. Okay.
American Pharoah won the Triple Crown. Belmont would have been June 3rd, 2015. So, yeah. Those are my two sporting events during a wedding. And the thing that's different now is, so let's say the Sabres are in game six of the Stanley Cup final and you have a wedding now versus 1999.
Oh, it's way easier.
It's not just way easier.
Yeah.
You almost, if you're hosting the wedding, you have to say, we have a choice here. We can either put a game on in a room, or we can have people watch it on their phones. Because we can't stop it.
Yeah, you can't.
There's no way. Because for the Belmont,
people are going,
at my table, and I saw American Pharoah win it on my phone.
Okay.
You know, not jumping up and shouting, but
But that makes sense as something that, like, we don't need to dedicate a screen at the wedding to the Belmont Stakes.
That's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct.
But if the Sabres are in the Stanley Cup final,
you're going to have to. I think you have to do it now.
I think if you know there's going to be a good amount of sports fans at my wedding or just people that will care about this, maybe it's impossible. It depends on your venue, right? If it's an outdoor wedding, like, maybe some things, sometimes there's only so much you can do. But, like, I think you'd want them, you'd want an effort made to, like, hey, we're going to have this set up over here, you know, because we know. What do you want? You don't just want everybody staring at their phones all night, right?
No.
You don't want that.
No,
you
not at all.
If you can't stop it, would you rather have everybody kind of on their own looking at their own phones? No, or would you rather have them all together and, like, you know, hanging out and having a good time in front of one big
screen? You'd rather have it be
a
commute. Well, I guess it's to each their own, but wedding idea of the day. Would you rather have everybody watching on their phone or have a room dedicated to this is where you're going to go if you want to watch that game? The problem with that is, would everybody go in that room?
No, not everybody would.
No, that's right.
Enough people, and you would filter in and out. You know, maybe a lot of people would be back and forth. Not everybody's going to be like hardcore. Got to see every single second of the game. So, I think you'd be okay.
803-0550. We'll get some phone calls in here. 1-888-550-2550. Up next is Rob in Connecticut. Hey, Rob. Good morning.
Good morning, Jeremy. Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Josh, and good morning, Owen. First off, before I get to my thoughts on the 90s Bills, I truly believe that Owen can take on Derrick Henry. He's big enough, he's strong enough, and I would love to see it. So I think he could do it, Owen. Trust me. Anyways, you know, I love the fact that you brought that up, the 90s Bills. Going through that whole process of the four Super Bowls, first off, how many teams have ever made it to the Super Bowl four times in a row, which is always my comeback in an argument. The first Super Bowl against the Giants was probably the best or one of the greatest Super Bowls I ever got to witness, even though we lost because it came down to the wire to the end, and that was spectacular. As far as the Redskins game, I went in with expectations of winning it. And, of course, I was disappointed as a fan. I don't want to call it miserable. I hate the Dallas Cowboys, by the way. But the thing is, it's not – I don't feel miserable as a fan. It's more like passionate frustration. Of course, we all want to win. We want to see our team win. And then there was that gap. And I always said, we need another Jim Kelly. Then all of a sudden, Josh Allen comes along. And now I'm very hopeful – and I believe that there's going to be a time that we will win this. And when it does happen, it's going to be that much better for us as fans. So it's not miserable for me as a fan. The thing that I compare it to is, like, we can never get past Kansas City. It's always you get to the playoffs and you can't. You get to all these playoffs back to back to back, but you can't win it. But when we do win it, and we will win it with Josh Allen, I truly think that it's going to be something great. That Buffalo's going to go crazy nuts. And just believe. But for me, it was frustration. It's just a passionate fan frustration. So with that, guys, thank you for always making my mornings entertaining.
Thanks, Rob.
Love you guys.
Also worth mentioning, you know, as we're talking about this, the Oilers losing a second in a row. I saw Warren Sharp tweeting about the Bills losing four straight. Now, you know, no one knows that pain. Ryan Miller tweeted about it, saying, like, you know, ask Bills fans. They know this pain of losing back-to-back and that kind of thing. I might want to say this. It's been a long time. If you were to poll 100 random NFL fans, right? Let's play the feud.
Mm-hmm.
100 NFL fans. What is the identity of the Buffalo Bills franchise? What would the number one answer be?
Josh Allen.
Okay. What would number two answer be?
Bills Mafia and jumping through tables.
Right. That's what I thought.
Donating to charities of other teams. Like, right. It would be.
That's also on the board. Like, losing four Super Bowls would be number one in 1997.
Right.
I don't know that it's number one anymore.
No, I think, probably.
Thank you for mentioning the charity one. The charity one is a legitimate.
Yeah.
identifiable thing that this fan base does.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I thought tables.
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 Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Above four Super Bowls.
We did it.
Well, because really, like...
we did it. Well, all we had to do was jump through some tables and people forgot.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe not totally forgot, but I'm glad you answered it that way because that's what I was thinking, is the identity is the fans are nuts.
Mm-hmm.
And passionate and,
mm-hmm.
you know, like...
Yeah, it might sound like just to other people, would it be ancient history? How about the people... Got people that are the age of the players in the league now. What is the four Super Bowls? It's maybe what I would treat the Vikings losing four Super Bowls right. as. They didn't do it in a row.
But they lost four, but would you ever... If you're listing the Vikings franchise identity, is that
no, it doesn't. Five? No. Like, I know it happened, but I don't think of it at all. Like, I'd have to work to get to what are the Vikings known for. Like, oh, well, they lost four Super Bowls, too. It just wasn't in a row. Like, yeah. That would be way down my list because it happened before I was born. And listen, like, even though that's a big gap, like a big difference, when did they even lose? In the 70s? The 60s and 70s as opposed to the
90s? I'm older than you, and I don't know.
Right, like, really?
I've never seen them lose a Super Bowl. I'm 45.
I think the point I kind of want to make here is everything before you were born is all kind of the same. Whether it happened 8 years before you were born or 30 years before you were born. It was all before you were born. It's all kind of the same. And you have a lot of fans now. I'm not even just saying Bills fans. I'm saying like other NFL fans that are 30 years old or older, 35, that don't remember four Super Bowls. So it might feel like, it's the same as Otto Graham.
Yeah, that happened. Here's some highlights. I watched a documentary.
Like, Chris Knobloch is the one that makes the comment that kind of sparks this from last season. Chris Knobloch's a 55-year-old man. You know what I mean?
Yep. He's 46.
I think it might be...
He's 46.
It might be just be a generational thing.
You just did to me what that girl at Wayland did. You just made him...
46?
Oh, he's about 55. He's 46. Chris Knobloch's about 55. 9 years?
I wouldn't say about 55 if he's...
He's 46.
He's got a little bit more gray going on up top, I think, than you do.
I wear a hat.
Right. Even still. I don't know. I don't think it comes up. I don't think it's a part of it. I don't think you will see if you pull the 100 people, it's going to depend on the generation. You know? Football fan in their 50s, maybe it still is the first thing you think of. Anybody younger than that, I think it's probably not at the top of the list. So don't think it really is as big a deal. Yeah. In terms of the negative. It's not as big of a deal in terms of the negative as it used to be.
What is the thing I associate the Minnesota Vikings organization with?
Losing the horn.
Losing in the NFC Championship game to Atlanta with the best team I've ever seen.
In 98?
Yeah, they were 15-1.
Culpepper.
Gary Anderson missed a kick. Morton Anderson.
No, not Culpepper.
Morton, yeah. No, that's
Cunningham, right?
No, that's...
That's a different Vikings
that's
team?
That's Culpepper.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay.
The 1998 Vikings were 15-1.
15-1.
They were an abs... Oh, you're right. It was Randall Cunningham.
It was Cunningham.
No, the 98... Oh, yeah, right. Okay, Cunningham.
They were very close back-to-back, and Culpepper had a year, too. I didn't remember... He was on the Madden cover, Culpepper. But was that 2001? It's not far after. And for me, like when I think Vikings, honestly, I think of Brett Favre throwing across his body in the NFC Championship. And I think of the Minneapolis Miracle. Think of Diggs, right?
Yep.
Because that is one of the craziest plays I've ever seen live in my life. Was watching that with friends, and it was like 10 seconds left on their own 40. And when everyone has the realization that he's still in bounds and that there's no one in front of him.
It's like Tyler Boyd.
Yeah.
It's like the same level.
So, like, those are – when I think of Vikings, I think of that Diggs play, and I think of Favre throwing across his body. I don't – what? Tarkenton losing in the Super Bowl? Not even close.
Yeah, right. 803-0550. Derek in South Carolina. Hey, Derek.
Hey, good morning, man. How are you guys doing? Thank you for taking my call.
Thanks for calling.
Yes, sir. I remember watching that game when Scott Norwood wouldn't miss that kick. And we had to come from like the 15 all the way down to the 30 or 27 or something like that. And it was like a 43, 45-yard kick. But I'm just wondering if you guys would put the same thing in the Sam Bass or put it into Josh Allen's hands. You know, I mean, you know, are we going to go for the field goal, or are we going to try to put it in our hands, you know, for something else?
You're asking, would Josh have finished the job there?
Yes, sir. I'm just wondering if I know Marv Levy put it in Scott Norwood's hands back when we played the Giants. We could have won that game. I know it was cold. I know it was windy.
It was a kick to win.
I think it was one of the 45-yard kick.
It was a 47-yard kick, and it was a kick to win.
Yeah, I mean,
yes, sir, to win the Super Bowl. And yeah. I'm just wondering if you guys would put the same thing in the Sam Bass. You know,
Tyler Bass.
But what's the alternative? The alternative is I have 8 seconds left. I'm going to throw a pass from the 29, or am I going to kick a field goal? Is that the question?
He's missed from 15.
Okay, but you're going to score a touchdown from 30 yards out?
Odds are probably no. I reckon not.
Yeah,
I reckon not. Yeah, you're probably right.
I don't see that as really a debate or a question. When you're going through that, I mean, you bring up Super Bowl 25, and what I did not know about the end of that game, I guess just watching it back, is, and this was probably common back then in the NFL, is how poor teams were at, like, clock management stuff.
Like, yes.
They had
the Bills. Did great. We came from like the 15 to like the, I don't know, like the 30 or 32 or something like that.
They got to the 29 eventually, but they had second and four with 48 seconds left on the 40-yard line. They ran two plays in 50 seconds.
That's unbelievable.
To line up a 47-yard field goal.
That's bad.
I remember watching that back like, what are they doing?
This is Pete Carroll.
Hustle. Like I'm watching it live. So if it's Allen there, maybe he knows.
It feels like thanks, Derek, for the phone call. Feels like your call was about Tyler Bass, which, all right, you want to do that? So
yeah,
the guy that did kick the kick, from 40 to 49, his career percentage from 40 to 49 yards, Norwood, mm-hmm. was 55%.
Okay.
This is a little bit of a testament to how kickers are way better now.
Yeah.
Kickers are so much better. You know what Tyler Bass's career from
it's definitely
40
higher.
To 49 is? 79%.
Yeah. Huge difference.
Huge difference.
Yep.
I guess the lesson is today.
Bass does miss to that side sometimes. He's got a little bit of a
slice. Who cares what side you miss to? We make 79% from that distance.
No, I know.
And forget, you know. I'm going to make the Drake meme where he's like pushing something off, and then, you know, that meme where you're, no, not that. That's what I want. No, not would Josh Allen have finished the job. Yes, would Tyler Bass have made the kick.
Yeah.
Whatever. The point of this segment was to talk about how that Super Bowl was no longer a defining characteristic of the organization. And here we are.
If that kick goes through, is there less anxiety about this team right now?
Yes, if that kick goes through,
because like even for me and you, like
we are a major metropolis with okay. four sports teams, 10 championships, you know, four cups. Uh-huh. We all have our own flying jetpacks,
uh-huh.
and there's a beer tap in every room.
Right.
I don't know.
You know what I mean though? Like for me and you, it'd be different probably because you're not a Bills fan then, and I'm not alive yet, but. But even maybe for us, like, there is an anxiety about whether they will win in this era. And if they had one already, but it was 35 years ago.
Yeah.
I wonder how different it would feel.
Okay, so franchises to have won a Super Bowl, but it's further back than that.
Sure.
Because you could do it that way and say, how do these fans handle everything that happens? How do the
Raiders.
Yeah.
Or who's good right now? Like, who should win right now? Has won, but it's been a long time.
The Dolphins.
Yeah, but no one's saying they should win a
Super
Bowl.
No, but the point is, like, do they get mad? Do they sit there and think, Who cares that we won in the 70s? It's
right.
2025.
Right, yeah.
Teams that have won.
Washington.
It's the Jets.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Dolphins.
Mm-hmm.
It's...
Washington's been 35 years.
The Raiders, yeah. Washington.
Right. Like, does them winning in 91 do anything for the 30-year-old fan who's going to want to, who's going to need to see them win a Super Bowl at some point with Jaden Daniels? Right, maybe it's not. Maybe, I don't know how different it is.
It's
not just for me. It's also knowing all, like, my dad and family members that have been watching this team forever. If they had all had one, again, I think the feeling would be probably a little different.
What you're saying, this makes sense, is if we're sitting here saying, hey, the loss is really, it's down the board on what the franchise is identified by, you'd say the same if they had won one of them. Like when I say to you, oh, tell me about the Washington franchise. What's their franchise identity? You don't say like, oh, they won a Super Bowl in 1991. You right. say their owner was a mess. They changed their name. They have been embroiled in scandal for decades. They've been terrible.
Their stadium like leaks water from the upper deck.
They finally have a new quarterback. You know, like 1991 is not the thing that's top of mind for a Washington fan. So
sure.
Fun conversation. 803-0550 is our phone number. Jeremy and Joe, give us a ring if you'd like. A lot of responses to a thing I tweeted about the Sabres and unrestricted free agency. We talked about it a little bit earlier in the morning. Get that list back for you. If you're not on Twitter, haven't seen this, just maybe we are miserable sports city once I read you this list. No, whatever. We'll have a little fun with some Sabres news or waiting for Sabres news coming up here on WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.